And this is the story of the efficacy or the effectiveness of Padre Pio's relics. And here we're going to have a look at a miracle that took place because of some relics of Padre Pio. Please do stay tuned to find out more about this miracle. Hello friends, and welcome to this channel, Following Padre Pio, where through a series of short stories, we investigate the life of our great saint, Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio, and also to see what his intercession could do for you. We encourage everyone to be part of this Padre Pio apostolate, and you can start by liking the video, sharing the video with your friends and colleagues as well. It really helps us. We wish to also thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons. You are the ones who make all of these videos possible for everyone, and we all thank you for your support again. And anyone who wants to join in that can see the video on the end screen. In this story, the year is 2003, and we are in Derry, Northern Ireland, and we are looking at the story, the miracle of David Doherty. Now, up until this point, David had considered himself to be quite a healthy individual. When he was suddenly and unexpectedly, out of the blue, he was diagnosed with a heart condition that needed triple bypass heart surgery. David, of course, was absolutely shocked now. His life had taken this turn he didn't expect. He was operated on in Glasgow National Hospital, so in a very good facility there. And the doctors were happy after the operation. They considered that it had been a success. But then later on, little complications set in, and they said now that a second surgery was necessary, was unavoidable. But this situation did not improve after the second surgery, and David's health started to spiral. A week later, David was back in ICU, and he was now drifting into and drifting out of a coma. And it was explained to his wife, Isabel. The doctors explained to her that David could in fact pass away at any moment, and that she should immediately call all the family together, that they could pay their last visit. And so that is how it was. Time is up for David, and unexpectedly, like a thief in the night, death is arriving. 2 days later, David was now on a ventilator. Infection had set in and was spreading around his body, and none of the antibiotics could do anything to stop the spread. Septicemia began. Kidney failure followed, and shortly after that he was diagnosed with multiple organ failure. And at this point the doctors gave up. They said there is nothing more they could do. So science had done everything that it possibly could do. And now, at this point of finality in David's life, his daughter made inquiries around the place, is there anyone can help? And she discovered that there was some of Padre Pio's, one of his gloves that he wore on his hands, and a bandage that had covered his stigmata, that had touched the stigmata, was in the area. She arranged that these relics would be brought into the hospital, there into the ICU, and they were placed on David's chest, while everyone around recited the rosary right there in the ICU. And now they were pleading to God. They were asking Padre Pio, please, to intercede for them, to help. So is this superstition, we could ask, bringing relics into a hospital? And here we can refer to scriptures. In Acts chapter 19, God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick, and they were cured of their illness, and evil spirits left them. It's exactly the same thing. This is part of our Catholic heritage here. We call it relics nowadays. And now, back in the hospital that evening, David's son, Georgie, when he was leaving the hospital and he was traveling in the elevator, he unexpectedly noticed there was suddenly this fragrance in the air, in the elevator. It was like a perfume. And he turned to his sisters and said, "Did you notice that?" And they said they did not notice anything. And that was on the Friday afternoon. The very next day, now it's Saturday obviously, and the priest came in right there into the ICU and he gave David the last rites, the final blessing on his journey. On Sunday, the doctor said there had been a very slight change, a slight improvement in David's condition. Then on Monday, the doctors called his wife Isabel aside and said, "This is amazing. The changes we are seeing, your husband's condition, he is getting better." And David had to remain in ICU for a further 3 weeks. But every day they could see improvements. And after 9 weeks, David was now released from the hospital. He was sent home to recuperate. And he spent many, many months recuperating. But everyone was astonished, was amazed to see the recovery that was taking place. And then later on, they had this discussion with David. His family had this discussion. And when they told David about Padre Pio's glove and the bandage that had been brought into the hospital and laid on his chest, and then a spiritual experience that David had had in the hospital suddenly took on a meaning. And he shared this story with his family. And they were all amazed while they listened. David explained that while he was lying in the hospital bed, so this is right back after the surgery, and he experienced himself already dead. And he saw himself in his coffin in a small village, he said, just outside Derry. And he watched his own wake. His family and friends came to pay their last respects. And thereafter would be the funeral. That would be the end. And David saw his coffin being placed into the back of the hearse and being driven to Derry. And then around him he saw fields stretching for miles and miles in every direction. And to his horror, this is what he saw awaited him. Everywhere he could just see bodies that were crawling around in the mud, and everything was so bleak and dreary and depressing and colorless. And then this thought struck him: is this where I am going to spend my eternity? While he was thinking this, a loud booming voice called out, get out and save some souls. And next, after this, David saw himself back in the coffin in the hearse. But the hearse pulled over to the side of the road and stopped. And the hearse assistant there, turned to the driver and asked, "Why have we stopped?" And the driver responded, "Because he has been given a second chance." And so that was David's experience in his near-death state, which suddenly made sense in light of the relics. Get out and save some souls. This really stuck in his mind. And some of the nurses who had been present when the relics were brought in, they had in fact noticed some sort of change happen in David. It was something perceptible, but inexplicable. So now David's made a full recovery health-wise, but let's look at the change in the rest of David's life. We could say the fruits that this brought out. Now, before this, David had known, before his experience, David had known practically nothing about Padre Pio. And prior to his heart surgery, David had been forced to retire from work, and that was 10 years earlier, and that was due to arthritis. But his spiritual priorities were really on the back burner. He attended Sunday Mass, that was it, nothing extra. He was very devoted to his family, to his wife and to his 5 children, but he neglected completely to develop any further this relationship with God. No extra prayers, no confession, not even in the last year, the very minimum. But this is how it changed afterwards. This effect of this miracle, apart from the healing, there was also this spiritual turnaround in his life. And so the family rosary became central, became a daily routine. And he liked to attend weekday mass. That became a joy to him. And he developed a real deep interior life with our Lord. And his family, this effect didn't just stop with him. His family changed too. And they started taking up various charitable ministries. Now, David has seen many blessings from this very close shave with death. But he still wondered in his mind what the meaning of that insistent, that booming voice was that he had heard. Get up and save some souls. What could it mean? It really stuck in him and kind of worked on him. Should he be doing something? And then one day the answer came to him. He was now attending a prayer meeting, a prayer group of Padre Pio's. And at this meeting he began to reflect, wouldn't it be good to have such a Padre Pio prayer group in our own parish? So he started to work on that. And he spoke to the local bishop who gave him permission. And the parish priest too, they were both very happy. And their first meeting took place in 2005. For this meeting, David had prepared a little prayer book on his computer, some prayers of Padre Pio. And from then on, this prayer book was used at every meeting. And this went on for a while, and over the years, the prayer group increased steadily. It grew. And next, there was a sister Mel from Dublin who had heard about this prayer group. She contacted David and said, couldn't he help her to set once a group like this up in her parish? And they met. And David brought some books and gave all the assistance that he could. And now Sister Miller's group is going very well in Dublin. And then another young woman from Dungiven invited David too as well to come and help her to set up a group in her parish. And he's had further requests from further afield, from England and from other places. And now in summary, when David reflects on his situation, he concludes, my life, my family's life has taken a direction that I would never have thought possible. I feel that I would not be here if it were not for the prayers and the intercession of Padre Pio. Now, just being alive makes me happy. And then coming soon on the following Padre Pio channel, we ask this question, Padre Pio, was he favorable to the religious habit? Does it add to or take away from their spiritual life? So let's have a look at Padre Pio's comments. Do join us for that. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.